time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I have Nick Tatton with the Price City Kiwanis Club. Kiwanis turns 100 years old this year, and they're having a contest for the kids. That's what the Kiwanis Club is all about. So we're going to talk about that, plus radio auction is right around the corner. And give you a little heads up on that one. Nick, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me out. And a lot of fun stuff to talk about today, Dave.
Always. Always. Whenever we're talking Kiwanis, it's always a good time. So let's talk about the 100th anniversary there, first and foremost, and what you guys have going.
Well, yeah, what a fun time to be part of the club. You know, Kiwanis Children's Charity serves all the kids in the Castle Country area. And technically, it was January 4th, 1922 was the original charter. And so now Price Kiwanis is 100 years old. And the celebration that we figured out that we'd like to do is to give away 100 age-appropriate gift bags to 100 kids over basically the next 100 days. And so we've been out shopping and buying up a bunch of toys and prizes and things for the kids. And we have a registration form, just an entry form. And we ask you to fill that out, the age group and phone number for parents or guardians, so we can contact them and have the kids come out and present what they do. We just ask the kids to do a color a little picture, write a little story, maybe a little poem or something about why Kiwanis makes a difference in the lives of kids in the area and what they like about Kiwanis. And come on out, get your gift bag, and help us celebrate. At the end of the gift bag program, we plan to have a big birthday party and invite all the kids from the Castle Country area out. So that'll probably be sometime in, I would guess, by the time we get there, probably be around the 1st of May, maybe let the weather get a little bit better, and so we can have a little bit of an outside event and kind of a cake and ice cream and party favors 100-year birthday party.
Might as well have a 100-year party.
If you can get to be 100 years old.
You've been working on it for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like to think that my knees might be 100 years old, but my attitude's still only 22. So somewhere in the middle there, we're going to give away some gift bags.
There you go. Now, we have registration forms here at the station. Where else can they go get one?
Any Kiwanis member, or just give me a call, contact me. I'd be happy to email or snail mail or fax, however we got to get it to you. But the radio station's a great outlet. We have a bunch out here. Any Kiwanis member, I know they've been circulating in social media. You can download them, print them out from there, and just get those returned as soon as possible. Once we do get to 100 kids, we'll probably be done with that part of it. So,
and handing out some gift bags, some really fun stuff, because that's really what Kiwanis is in this area. It's all about the kids. And another thing that Kiwanis is all about, You got to load back up, get ready for Kids Day once again. You've got the radio auction coming up. Let's talk about that, shall we?
Sure. So the big fundraiser for Kiwanis every year is the radio auction. It's been taking place for 54 years now, I think. And always the first part of April is the traditional date. We had a little mix-up a couple cycles back with the corona pandemic, but we're back on the regular cycle. So April 3rd, Sunday, April 3rd. The club will be out here. We'll be taking over the radio station and hopefully making a little less mess than we used to. But generally, we have 1,500 items from the community that are donated, gift certificates, products, services of all types. And we auction those off live on the air. So mark Sunday, April 3rd on your calendar. And really, to participate, all you need to do is have an interest in helping out the children of the community, being part of a 100-year birthday celebration in a little way. The funds raised go right back into children's charities. So things like Kids Day, Sub for Santa, scholarships, hearing aids, eyeglasses, Little League teams, all of those kind of things. We just got done helping out the spelling bees and the science fair. We've been involved with those for a lot of years. So that's what the money's used for. And to participate, you listen to the radio that day, wait for the item you want to bid on to come up on air. You call in, you give the folks that answer the phone your name and your phone number and the item and the amount you bid. And if you're the winner, we'll call you later and say, you know, come on down, pay your fees, and pick up your products.
So it's time to start gathering up different items for the radio auction. And then once again, get ready, April 3rd.
April 3rd, it'll be coming right up sooner than we think. And, you know, it's always a great time if there's anyone that is interested in being part of Kiwanis and seeing what goes on. It's a wonderful group, a bunch of great ladies and men that get together with just the goal of helping kids and being charitable and serving the community. So come on out to a club meeting. Anybody's welcome anytime. Come on out to the radio auction, see what's going on, hang out, help out, have some fun.
It's crazy.
It takes a lot of people. It's a labor-intensive deal, but it is a lot of fun, and the money does do good things in the community and help kids in a lot of different ways. So I guess besides club members that we need and donations that we need, we also need to know what the needs are out there that can be invested in. And you know, sometimes a small donation of a few hundred dollars makes a huge difference in a project. And we like to spread that money out as far and wide that we've raised as we can. So not just participate in the fun stuff, but also if there are needs out there, please let us know. And if it's appropriate, we'd like to be involved with it.
All right. So if anybody wants to get in contact with you about any of this information, what's the best way to do that, Nick?
Best way is just give me a call right on my cell phone. Let's say I'll announce that 820-0268, and I can get anybody the registration forms for the 100-year birthday. I can get you hooked up with Kiwanis information, or, again, if there's a need, we can arrange to have you present your need to the board. And we'd like to get as many people involved and have a great radio auction as possible, as well as a great 100-year birthday celebration.
All right. Once again, Nick Tatton with Kiwanis Children's Charities right here in Price celebrating their 100th birthday. We've got the contest that's going on, plus we have got the radio auction not too far off in April. Nick, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.